Individualism, collectivism, control.
The personnel department also monitors employees and makes sure that they truly live a frugal private life. Well-organized privacy is the first prerequisite for good results at work.
The company management knew that, besides the production halls and public buildings, it also had to resolve the matter of housing for its employees. Butch's paternalism, combined with nostalgia for the rural sense of belonging and the unspoiled life, were reflected in the construction of characteristic employee colonies of little red houses surrounded by small gardens. One of Butch's mottos was, "Work collectively, live individually." Zlin combines elements of a city and a village. The firm built the first houses for its employees in 1918 in the nearby Letna district. It also sought the ideal design for the houses, which would become the norm for standardized buildings. Proof of this search can be seen in the Nad Ovchirno estate, in the middle of which we are now standing. Notice that the houses around you are of different shapes, although most of them are single-story houses, home to higher-ranking employees. By 1938, more than 2,000 houses had been built in several types, although most often they were two-story buildings. By that time, some 70% of the town's residents were living in company housing. As there was absolutely minimal municipal housing at that time, the housing policy became an important instrument of power for the enterprise. The rental agreement was bound to the employment contract. The firm reserved the right to check the personal and intimate lives of its employees, pushed young employees into marrying early and starting families. Even this had a purpose. Good marriages were reflected in high employee performance, and the responsibility of the breadwinner was also a powerful motivation.